Today's guest spent his career underwater, specifically seawater, where he worked in the commercial diving industry for 45 years. He ran the Marine Diving Technology Program at Santa Barbara City College for 30 of those years. He was the local chairman of the Deepwater Diving Monument and worked full-time with the city for 3.5 years to develop and fundraise, along with his wife, Carol Coleman, to gift a very special sculpture to the city. I was there at the opening down at the harbor. It honors all the local commercial diving pioneers, many of whom were friends with Don. They're all gone now, but now remembered by a magnificent statue. You got to go down to the harbor and see it. His company, International Underwater Contractors, competed with another company, Oceaneering, which was owned by my friend, Laddie Handelman. They were competitors. But I decided to invite Don on the program anyway. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, Don Bartholomew.
Well, thanks, Mark. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. We have a lot of mutual friends. I probably said hello to you at the opening down at the harbor and shook your hand, but there were so many people there. And we will talk about that monument and what it all means. But first, I wanted to do a recap of a program or an organization that you were on the board with, and my friend Laddie Handelman started it, co-started with Bruce Allen, and he invited you to be on the board. SOS, Stop Oil Seeps, became Save Our Shores. And I don't remember exactly when it started, but I know it ended with Laddie's passing in 2020. What was the history of SOS? Well, why did it start, and what was its goal?
Well, Mark, SOS, just to backtrack, started around 2005, and you're correct, Laddie Handelman, who was a good friend and environmentalist and scientist, the late Bruce Allen, he started along with Laddie, and as you mentioned, it the group terminated after Laddie passed away in 2020. But the prime focus of the group was education about the local oil and gas seeps here off Coal Oil Point. And we were trying to educate the public about the potential benefits of these seeps and the dangers to the marine environment. So again, education was our prime focus of the group as the impact of the natural oil and gas seeps on our oceans, beaches, and atmosphere. You know, with climate change, the last, 15 years or so has been a real topic of discussion here in California. So
it is.
Primarily education and awareness to the local residents and community.
Now, you mentioned the co-founder, Bruce Allen. Back in 2005, when I first learned about the group, he was a guest on the program to introduce SOS to Santa Barbara.
And wonderful guy.
Sadly, he died young. What was his profession, qualifications? Did you mention that?
Yeah, well, he was I believe he was a geophysicist. He was a scientist by trade, and he did a lot. He was the real spearhead, along with Laddie and Jim Nelson, about these natural gas seeps, which have been happening. Everybody says, oh, they're natural seeps. They've been happening for over 500,000 years, dating back, back probably to the Ice Age. The Chumash Indians, they sealed their Tomal canoes with the tar and bitumen that were leaking up from these natural seeps. But Bruce was primarily a geophysicist and a scientist by trade. He testified before Congress multiple times. And in fact, he was scheduled to testify again before Congress back in Washington, D.C. in 2014. This would have been his second or third time doing that. And that was just was scheduled, and then he passed away December of 2013, tragically.
Very, very tragically. My guest is Don Bartholomew. He's retired from the commercial diving industry, but involved with the local diving monument that is now down at the harbor. And we're talking about a company who's on the board, SOS. Now, you're talking about the natural seeps, and everyone knows about those. You go down to the beach and you get tar on your bottom of your feet. And educating the public to the danger to the environment of the seeps. And yet, on the other hand, the solution, which was scaring, I'm sure scared a lot of traditional
Oh,
environmentalists,
yeah.
the solution to not wipe out the seeps, but reduce the seeps to a tremendous degree would be to release the pressure by drilling for oil. It was kind of a real, how successful were you to the traditional environmentalists who just didn't want to have anything to do with oil drilling?
Well, the answer to that is partially. People are aware of it. Some, the true environmentalists that are, willing to listen and explore both sides of the issue were quite receptive. But it is factual data. UCSB has proven that by drilling, here offshore, Platform Holly. If we turn back the clock back years back into the 1980s, there were these, the seeps have been going on, as I mentioned, for many thousands of years. And ARCO had set up these seep tents that were placed over these natural seeps. It's basically like an underwater jacuzzi. If you were to picture a turning on a cauldron. I've been diving on these seeps. It's very spectacular. But ARCO had set these giant pyramid-shaped seep tents over these natural seeps, and they collected about 1.5 million cubic feet of natural gas per day. And they would take this gas and they would ship it ashore. Well, around that time, they owned Platform Holly at the time. And it was being constructed when Holly started drilling in the area where these seeps are located. These natural seep tents were rendered basically useless. Basically, the flow of natural seeps basically stopped because of the drilling, reduced the pressure. It doesn't take
A
a
rocket
physicist,
scientist?
rocket scientist to understand this. Actually, I think that was part of Bruce's background too. But anyway, long story short, it was proven by UCSB that through years of study and observing what had happened over time with these natural seeps, once the drilling started, they were rendered useless. So it was
Okay.
factual data.
Okay, I understand, and I'm learning something. I want to make sure I understand the history, because in my head, stop oil seeps and drilling relieves the pressure so that you don't have the seeps coming up. You're talking about natural gas seeps, and I'm wondering, was the natural seep also related to the tar and oil itself?
There's both. There's both, Mark. There's oil and natural gas that comes out. In fact, in the Santa Barbara Channel alone, there's about 2,100 active natural oil and gas seeps, the second largest in the world. The volume of oil that seeps out into the ocean through the fissures and cracks in the ocean seafloor is equivalent to the quantity of oil spilled in the infamous 1969 blowout. Every 4 years.
Every 4 years, the
Every
natural
4 years.
seeps is equivalent to the 1969 blowout.
That's correct. And
And
that's.
it's been since 1969, 30, we're pushing 60 years.
Yep.
So every 4 years, that would be 15 blowouts, the 1969, 15 blowouts.
Right. And the argument that we get from some of the pseudo-environmentalists that I call, oh, but it's natural. Well, tell that to the dolphins and the seabirds that get fouled by this tar. Not only does it get on the feet of tourists and locals that walk the beach and surfers, it gets into the food chain. It gets onto the marine mammals, the seals, the dolphins, the whales, the seabirds. Natural gas is another byproduct of these seeps. You get about 24 tons of reactive organic compounds per day that are reduced, that are emitted by these seeps. And that's equivalent to, 2008, we did some work, or well, actually Bruce did the work. And the equivalent of these reactive organic compounds by the natural gas seeps is higher than all of the mobile vehicles in Santa Barbara County. That is all of the automobiles. And so if you are a true environmentalist, that's got to be of concern. And we tried numerous times to convince the local politicians, the board of supervisors, our congress people, John Boehner back in the day, he was listening. And that's why Bruce went to DC to testify. But locally here, it's just not sexy for, Californians. Oh, it's great to be against oil, oh, big bad fossil fuels, and we have, a pristine environment, and we're all about climate change, and this should be right up everybody's alley. And here today, it's still existing. When Platform Holly shut down and stopped drilling, the oil and gas seeps actually increased. And I was arguing, hey, we need to get baseline data on this, but nobody took any action on getting that data. But here we are today, that oil and gas is still bubbling up.
Still bubbling up. My guest is Don Bartholomew, who has spent his career in marine technology, marine diving technology, and we're talking about the group SOS, Stop Oil Seeps, became Save Our Shores. To be the contrarian, if ARCO had these seep tents set up, and they were able to capture this natural gas and send it back to shore, what about the argument of saying, well, if you're capturing those natural gas seeps and you're sending it back to shore, then we don't need to drill for natural gas because you're just grabbing it and you're capturing it anyway. Now that doesn't solve the problem of the oil, but what would that argument be that I just made?
Well, that's very true, Mark. The problem is, once they started drilling and those seep tents were rendered useless, they were taken out. It would be great if we could capture that and at least have some reduction in emissions. The CO2, the methane gas, all these pollutants that go into the atmosphere and contribute to,
Right.
climate change, global warming that everybody is talking about.
Yeah, I think, and I think what was impressive is that a lot of the data you used came from UCSB, which certainly no one ever viewed as, an oil being in the pocket of big oil or being conservative or anything like that. So the data doesn't seem to be questionable, but it's that. When you mention one argument from environmentalists might be, well, it's natural, I was thinking, well, it's slow. Now, that doesn't mean it's not harmful. And as you listed all the problems from the seeps, but it's not all in one day of a breakdown of an oil rig. So, I could appreciate that argument that it's less, but it's just not all in one day, assuming that whatever you put in will have a breakdown, which seems to happen periodically. So it's a tough road to hoe for the organization. You were doing it for 15 years with armed with data,
Yep.
but never, just the board of supervisors, no one really, you
No
never
one
got
really
any
listened.
traction.
A lot of the data was squashed. And, the argument we heard, oh, well, it's natural. And as you just mentioned, over time, it's slow. Of course, it's slow, but every little bit helps. Here we are, some 20 years later, and we have an energy problem in California. We're going to electric vehicles and things. The electric vehicles are great, but we don't have the grid infrastructure to support this. The bottom line, Mark, is, and this is not sexy and it's not politically popular, it's not good for media one-liners, but the world is oil reliant. The world is reliant on fossil fuels. That is without argument. We're trying to reduce that, yes, and I agree. Yeah, electric vehicles, great, but are they going to pay your road taxes, your gasoline taxes? But every little bit helps. And if, setting a seep tent down or having a rig drill, which creates jobs, creates tax revenue for the county, for the schools, every little bit helps.
Well,
And we're not conservative. The argument we keep getting is just say no to big oil. We have big oil, we have big tobacco, we have big pharmaceuticals, and everybody is complaining about these big, huge companies. They're trying to solve problems and at the same time provide a livelihood and make a profit for their investors.
I understand. I understand. It's a deep topic. I don't know if you saw the television show Landman,
Oh,
but
yeah.
took place in Texas. Don Bartholomew, my guest, is from the commercial diving industry. It's a tough topic. I could see both sides. There's always the chance of an oil breakdown and a leak, and everyone's afraid of that. But I can see the argument of it cleaning up. But boy, you guys gave it a yeoman's try. Listen, before we run out of time, I wanted you to talk a little bit about this deep water diving monument. You became friends with Oceaneering owner Laddie Handelman, and you were together. And he was started as a deep sea diver. He had a rowboat and a garden hose. Ended up starting three Fortune 500 companies. But you worked for 3.5 years to fundraise and put up a beautiful monument down at the Santa Barbara Harbor to honor deep water divers of Santa Barbara. Why were the early deep sea divers so important to Santa Barbara and to the industry?
Well, very few people realize it, but Santa Barbara, our city here, thanks to people like Laddie and Bob Kirby and Bev Morgan, Woody Treen. There's literally hundreds of divers that I could name. They made Santa Barbara the birthplace of deep water commercial diving. And the way that they did that was this gentleman, he was an old abalone diver by the name of Dan Wilson. He passed away in 2007. He was a pioneer, and he pioneered the use of deep water mixed gas, where everybody's used to diving on air, in using an air compressor or a scuba tank for recreational divers. But what Dan did was he took the nitrogen component out of air, which gives you the bends, nitrogen narcosis for the divers that are out there, and he substituted it with helium. And this helium allowed the divers to go deeper and explore. And they did a lot of oil and gas work. It soon exploded worldwide. Out of Santa Barbara, once they successfully did this, because they could work with a clear head and not get nitrogen narcosis, it soon expanded worldwide to overseas, the North Sea, the Gulf of Mexico. but it was pioneered right here by civilians in Santa Barbara. The US Navy had done it, but they rarely ever used it. And pretty soon, back in the early 1960s, the commercial divers of Santa Barbara had more experience using mixed gas than the entire United States Navy.
And being deep water, it was used primarily to service the oil industry, or were there
That's
other
right.
applications?
That's right. It was used primarily for oil and gas because, as I mentioned, the oil and gas, it bubbles from the ocean floor. It leaks out of the sea cliffs, the La Brea tar pits. We have a lot of oil and gas here, and these guys wanted to get it, but the continental shelf lies very, very close to shore, so the water gets deep. Our 5 mile rigs out here are in 200 feet of water, so you could not dive on air in 200 feet of water, clear head and accomplish useful work.
Well,
So
that's
that's the big.
quite a breakthrough, and now I kind of have a better idea and understanding about why this monument was dedicated. Go down to the Santa Barbara Harbor and look at this beautiful statue and plaque, and you can appreciate what these guys did. You couldn't pay me enough money to put on a suit and go down deep sea diving. But the helium, I always wondered why they talk funny. Now I understand it was the helium. My guest, Don Bartholomew, retired from the commercial diving industry. Thanks for bringing us up to date on SOS and, of course, the wonderful Deepwater Divers Monument down at the Santa Barbara Harbor to honor all those folks. Don, nice meeting you. I so appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You're so welcome. Okay, bye for now. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.